Emotions ran high as people gathered on Zoom for a virtual ceremony on Friday. Hayes was selected by a panel of Alaska artists and art experts who helped the foundation choose from a group of nominees each year. Hayes held back tears as she talked about being marginalized as a young girl in territorial Alaska.
This life pattern continued throughout my childhood, throughout my years in California, and throughout my life after I returned. I came to accept exclusion as a feature of my life pattern.
In her writing, Hayes explores the complexities of Indigenous identity. In one of her books, Blonde Indian, an Alaska Native memoir, Hayes shares her personal journey of feeling alienated from Alaska Native and Euro-American communities. She says the Rasmussen Foundation Award overwhelms her.
You have given me a gift that fulfills the deep need I've lived with since I was that marginalized little girl. I feel your acceptance. I feel accepted. Gunnarchish. Gunnarchish.
The Distinguished Artist Award includes a $40,000 prize, which Hayes says is much needed, as her home burned down 3 years ago. She says it's been a long, challenging time full of unexpected costs and difficult decisions to repair the home.
I've now gone all in with all my savings, all my retirement, all my energy, and all the hope I could still muster. As you can imagine, I can't describe the relief that your generosity has brought to my worries.
The celebration featured a performance by Hune Lance Twitchell, a video by Pat Race, and remarks from Joy Harjo, the first Native American United States Poet Laureate. In the video, Hayes said any recognition she receives does not belong to her alone, but to Tlingit people. Rasmussen Foundation board member Adam Gibbons also spoke during the ceremony. He says Hayes is known for her modesty, but called her a living, breathing, storytelling treasure.
We are grateful for your challenging us, for causing us to question our values, for pushing us to know and consider our stories and our history.
The Rasmussen Foundation will also be announcing the 2021 recipients for individual artist awards, project awards, and fellowships in the next few months. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.